This is a Fox News alert. Another state preparing for Ian. I'm Lisa LaSera.
Be prepared, but people, be careful. Be careful. Be smart. Don't be a statistic. And we'll do just fine.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, as forecasters say, Ian, which re-strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane this afternoon, is predicted to impact the state tomorrow. Fox's Molly Line is in Charleston.
They're urging people to be wary not only of the rain, which could potentially drop up to a foot of water here in this area, but also the storm surge, several feet anticipated, so they're warning people about that, and also the high winds, which could lead to a multitude of power outages.
Ian made landfall yesterday in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, packing 150-mile-per-hour winds. Governor Ron DeSantis says there have been 700 confirmed rescues across the state, saying some of the damage has been indescribable.
We absolutely expect to have mortality from this hurricane, but I would just caution people, you know, there's a process by where that is confirmed, and there's people, I know that people have said certain things. In terms of confirmed, that will be made apparent over the coming days.
More than 2.6 million people remain without power and thousands of people are stranded on barrier islands. DeSantis said there is an ongoing effort to airlift people off Sanibel Island. President Biden's already approved a disaster declaration for Florida, and FEMA crews are already mobilizing. Also today, the president slammed the voting in Ukraine to annex Russian-controlled territory.
The so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham. The results were manufactured in Moscow.
The Kremlin says an annexation ceremony is planned for tomorrow. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an apparent response, has called an emergency meeting of his National Security and Defense Council. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Six states so far, led by Republican administrations, have signed on to a lawsuit challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge leads the challenge to the White House plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt. She says President Biden has crossed the line.
The Department of Education is required under the law to collect the balance due to these loans. President Biden does not have the authority to override that.
The president said in his August announcement that it fulfills a campaign promise. Rutledge claims the president is illegally invoking the HEROES Act, using the pandemic as a national emergency to justify financial relief, when in a recent interview, the president declared the pandemic over. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week for the sixth straight week, marking highs not seen in 15 years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average on the key 30-year rate climbed to 6.7% from 6.29% last week. The average rate on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, popular among those looking to refinance their homes, jumped to nearly 6% from 5.44% last week. The body of a world-renowned professional ski mountaineer has been recovered from Nepal.
She combined the two sports and took them to a level very few elite climbers and skiers do.
Chris Anthony recalling his friend Hillary Nelson to Fox 31 Denver. Officials in Nepal say Nelson was skiing down from the summit of Mount Manaslu with her partner Jim Morrison when she triggered a small avalanche, was swept off her feet, and carried down the mountain. The 49-year-old Nelson came to notoriety as the first woman to summit two 8,000-meter peaks in one 24-hour push back in 2012.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.